Okay, so now you want to see how you use these in practice. And so what we want to do is calculate the Fourier series of a periodic three-dimensional pattern. And so I've defined a function which consists of, it's got some constant c inside these squares, and it's zero outside the gray squares. So that's my function. And I put gray squares that are just touching in the corners on a BCC lattice. And now I want to calculate the periodic function that goes with that. And I start out just by writing down the definition of a Fourier series. Any three-dimensional periodic function can be written as a sum over the reciprocal lattice vectors, some constants times plane waves, e to the I, g dot r, where g is one of the reciprocal lattice vectors. And very analogous to the way that I solve this problem in one dimension, I first multiply by e to the minus g prime, so I choose one of the g's, g prime dot r, and integrate over a period. And when I do that, if g is not equal to g prime, the integral is just zero. So if when g is not equal to prime, if you integrate over a primitive unit cell, you get zero. But when g is equal to g prime, you get e to the I g dot r times e to the minus I g dot r. These two g's are now the same. And this equals one. And so it picks out the term for the coefficient of g, the structure factor that corresponds to this g, and then when you integrate one over the volume of the unit cell, you get the volume of the unit cell. On the left-hand side, all I have now is this function that I'm multiplying by and the integral, which I haven't done yet. So this is the integral over the unit cell of this function, the one that's defined up here, times e to the minus I g dot r d through r. I went through this discussion of Fourier transforms last time because this is the Fourier transform of the function just defined in the unit cell. So the integrals we need to do today are all going to be Fourier transforms, but if that seems abstract, we just need to do this integral. So